Welcome to the midweek podcast, the last one before half term. We are in John chapter 16, and I'm going to read verses 5 to 15, a long chunk. We're just going to skim over it for a few minutes once I've read it through. John 16, verse 5. Jesus speaking to his disciples the night before he dies, says this: "Now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' Because I've said these things, you're filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you." We don't tend to pay massive attention to the church year at Barkham, apart from Christmas and Easter. Obviously, we do make a big fuss about them. But last Sunday was Pentecost Sunday. I think I did remember to mention that in my introduction in the morning, but forgot to do so in the evening. Apologies to those who were there in the evening. But Pentecost Sunday, the day in the year where the church particularly remembers the giving of the Holy Spirit on the great day of Pentecost recorded for us in Acts chapter 2. Are you thankful for the gift of the Holy Spirit? Are you thankful for the gift of God's Son, for the Lord Jesus? Yes, we'd say, of course. I hope we'd say that. Well, are we thankful for the gift of the Holy Spirit? Well, I hope so. And we should be just as thankful for him as we are for the gift of the Lord Jesus too. Some people look at churches like ours and criticise us sometimes. "You don't care about the Holy Spirit," they say. I hope that's an unfair criticism. Certainly that should never be the case. We should be thrilled by the fact that God has given us his Holy Spirit, that the third person of the Trinity has been given to us. Do you notice how good Jesus says it is? It is so good, he says, verse 7, that him leaving his disciples is a good thing, because him going away means that he is able to send the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, to us. That is how good the having the Holy Spirit is. Worth Jesus going away to make that possible. Well, why is it such a good thing to be given the Holy Spirit? How come you're a Christian? If you're a Christian today, that, Jesus says, is due to the work of the Holy Spirit. Have a look what he says, verse 8. "When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment." What part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to convict the world, to convict people like us that we have got things wrong, that we're sinners, that Jesus is the one who is right, that God will one day judge the world. We need to be right before him. If we have any grasp of those things, that is because of the work of the Holy Spirit, Jesus says. How come we know the truth about Jesus at all? Well, that, Jesus says, that's the work of the Holy Spirit too. Verse 13, "When he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth." The reason we have any grasp of God's truth, the truth about Christ, is because of the work of the Holy Spirit leading those disciples Jesus was first speaking to into a knowledge of the truth, so that they were then able to write the New Testament, and then leading us into truth as he opens our eyes to understand what is said through the words of the New Testament today. And he does it so well, do you notice? He's not pursuing his own agenda, the Holy Spirit. Jesus is very clear about that. He's focused on Jesus, on making Jesus known. Verse 14, he will bring glory to me, Jesus says, by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. So it's the things of God himself, of God the Father, given to the Lord Jesus, the Son of God. That's what the Holy Spirit now makes known to us. He makes Jesus known so well. Why is it the case that in a sinful world like ours, there is any interest in the Lord Jesus? That's the work of the Holy Spirit, Jesus has just said. He will bring glory to me, verse 14. It's all because of him that those good things happen. It's just an extraordinary thought, isn't it, that the same Holy Spirit who was given by God the Father to his Son to help him to live in perfect obedience to him during his life on earth and to strengthen him for his ministry, the ministry of coming to be our Saviour and King, that same Holy Spirit have now been given to us as we trust the Lord Jesus too. In Psalm 133, there's a very vivid image there used there of oil, the anointing oil being poured on Aaron, the high priest's head, and then flowing over his head. You can imagine it kind of running down his hair and then dripping onto his clothes and running down his body too. And it's a lovely Bible image of the gift of the Holy Spirit poured out on the Lord Jesus, our head, the head of the church, and then flowing off him down over his body, the rest of the church too. That same Holy Spirit given to Christ, now flowing on to Jesus' people, to us if we're trusting him, to point us to Jesus and to grow us like him, to equip us to live for him too. So that the same fruit that we just see so beautifully in Jesus, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control, Galatians 5, begins to be seen more and more in us too. Are you thankful for the Holy Spirit? We should be. Everything good that's going on in us happens because of him. How can we have hope that others might be convicted of the truth and brought to Jesus too? How can we have hope for further change in us as we carry on battling with our sin or facing all kinds of challenges ahead? Because God has given his Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus has sent him to be with us now. Are you thankful for the Holy Spirit? We should be. So let's give thanks for him now. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your Son to die for us and for giving your Holy Spirit to dwell within us. We thank you for how he convicts us of the truth, brings us to life and gives us faith in the Lord Jesus, makes us more like Jesus and equips us to serve him in all kinds of ways. We thank you for all the ways the Holy Spirit brings glory to your precious Son. And we praise you in his name, in Jesus' name. Amen. And then just finally, I'll pray the Collect, the Church of England special prayer for Pentecost Sunday. God, who has at this time taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through the merits of Christ Jesus our Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for the podcast. Hope you have a brilliant rest of the week. Don't forget to book in for Sunday. If you're going to be around then, the sooner you can do that, the better. That's really helpful. We have our pandemic prayer meeting at 8:30 on Friday morning. Zoom details for that are in the email with this podcast. So do join us then. We'd love to see you if you can for those 20 minutes. We'll be done by 10 to 9. Otherwise, hopefully see you on Sunday. And if you are going away for the bank holiday or for half term, I do hope you have a brilliant time. And see you soon.